latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spanish multinational Gamesa has signed a $40 million contract to supply 12 wind turbines for a complex in southern Jamaica. The 12 turbines will represent capacity of 24 megawatts, and the project will create more than 125 jobs in Manchester Parish during the construction phase. Construction is scheduled to begin in April and should be completed by February of 2016. The Spanish Traffic Department, the DGT, has responded to reports in numerous Spanish newspapers that the Guardia Civil will be fining pedestrians for walking too fast. The DGT say that this is not the case and that the changes to the law are no different than those already in force, as reflected in the rules of the road since 1992. Article 48.5 on speed limits regulates vehicles that circulate and walk with a driver not exceeding speeds of humans or animals, but the law, the changes to the legislation, relate to those carrying and towing trailers, not pedestrians simply moving along the street. Similarly, the DGT have said that although pedestrians can now be breathalyzed if involved in a traffic accident, there are no sanctions for being drunk in traffic regulation terms. The breathalyzer is simply to ascertain contributing factors to incidents on the roads. After 25 years serving the beaches of Torrevieja, the Cruz Roja lifeguard service may not be present on the beaches from this year. This is because the city council has decided to put the work to tender for a cost not exceeding around €450,000 annually. The non-profit organisation of Cruz Roja will of course be eligible to apply for the tender once it's published publicly. Spain has exported almost 380 million litres more of wine in the first 11 months of 2014, but revenues were down by €93 million as prices took a nosedive by 31 cents a litre. As according to reports from the Observatorio Español del Mercado del Vino, which shows average prices from January to November 2014 fell by 21.2%. Archaeologists digging in the El Mirador cave in the Spanish city of Burgos have found the remains of a few animals dating back around 7,200 and 3,100 years ago that have human teeth marks on them. The discovery suggests that humans ate foxes, badgers, wildcats, and domestic dogs in their diet. Cut marks, bone breakage, signs of culinary processing, and human tooth marks were found on the remains of the animals. For more details of these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info and make sure you pick up the Leader newspaper out every Monday.